let me go ask her because if you don't mind.
Yeah, we can do that at the end, maybe. If
I, okay.
How about the religion? Were they both hard shells too? Or?
My first wife was, and this one, she belonged to Church of Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Her parents was in Church of Christ, according to what she told me. She raised that.
Has she had a job herself, or has it just been sort of?
No, she was a registered nurse, I believe, at one time, and she worked at, she worked in California all around about. And, when me and her got married, she was at, she was nursing that big mental hospital you hear talk about over here in McClinney, I know.
Right.
She was working over there then.
So she had a pretty full education. She went all the way through
school. Well, I couldn't tell you how high she went. I never knew, but she did have a nurse's.
Where was your wife born, your first wife?
The first wife, she was born up there right at Moniac, about 12 miles from here.
So you're all just about from Moniac.
Yeah.
How about your second wife?
She was born in Union County, at Lake, near Lake Butler over there. She wasn't born right in Lake Butler, but she was Lake Butler, Florida.
And do you know anything about your first wife's parents? Like, were they from Moniac too, or?
Well, at the time, they used to own the land right where Moniac was built at one time she was born there. But whenever they moved there, I didn't know where they moved from. Whenever they moved to Moniac, you know. I've heard them talking about that. I didn't know anything about that.
How about your wife now? About her parents? Where were they from? Where did you say
she was? They were born and raised in there around Lake Butler.
They were in there too.
That's right. Same section that she was raised in.
Okay, now for this part of the questions is just to find out names you have for different things you use on the farm or around the house or. So, or different times and day and stuff, and it's just to see what the difference is between the words people used to have for things and the words that are used now.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I give you.
I'm sure you can. Just whatever's familiar to you is all.
Yeah.
All that we want. Like the first question even is, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper time?
Well, we call
like around 3 or 4 o'clock.
We call that the evening.
Right.
Evening part of it.
And how about the time of day when the sun first appears in the sky? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Sunrise. Whatever word you use for this is correct. There's no incorrect answer. You know, it's just whatever you use. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? All right, you'd say you need to get the cows in before.
Before dark.
Before dark. Mm-hmm. How about? Do you have a word that has sun in it? Like before sun.
Before sundown.
Sundown. Okay. If there's a storm, maybe there'll be one now. But if there's a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are going away and the sun comes out, you say the weather is beginning to. Like if there's been a heavy storm and it's over like that and the clouds are going away, the weather's
changing.
Yeah.
Changing.